Hi and welcome to the Standout Online Business Show. I'm Luke Scott and today we have an amazing guest. We've got Alex Hobley here and he is taking the personal development world by storm. This guy is a performance and confidence coach. Yeah, hi Alex, how are you doing?
Yeah, good thanks mate. What about yourself?
Yeah, really good, really good. So Alex, for our viewers who don't know who you are, tell them just a little bit about you. What is it you do?
So like, I'm an entrepreneurial person. I don't really buy into the whole 9-to-5 thing because I believe that every person, if they really want to be happy in life, then they just need to, you know, live a life that's true to them and do whatever they want to do. Mm. Of course, that's why I go down the entrepreneurial route. So what I do is I am a performance and confidence coach, so I specialise in those areas, but I just love to coach people. I also deal in property, trade a little bit on the Forex side of things.
Great, so a number of different businesses.
But my trunk, if you like, you've got the tree, my main trunk really is the coaching, because that's what I love to do. I love to coach people and help them get from A to B a lot quicker.
Nice, I like that. So what kind of people do you like to help?
Well, I love to help like anyone I can really, but when specifically within the coaching business, my preferred clients are already people that are self-motivated and they kind of understand the value of personal development. Because it's, you know, in my experience, it's quite shocking how so many people don't really put in a lot of time in their diary, so to speak, for their personal development.
Why do you think that is? Because a lot of people, they spend a lot of time learning a lot of skills, but actually working on themselves, I find that too. It's not something that people prioritise.
Do you know, I think the main reason really is ever since we were really small, we've always been taught at school through the system to just follow the rules and this is what you do. You know, you go to school, 9 in the morning and you clock out at 3 or 4. Monday to Friday, and if you go to uni, you might get a bit of freedom there. But once you go back into work, it's on the 9-to-5 rather than 9-to-4 or 9-to-3 at school.
Mm. Do you think it's quite habitual, and it's just kind of ingrained in us to follow that kind of pattern?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, like parents say things, and when you're small, you just soak it up like a sponge. They have to be right. Mm. That combined with going to school and the whole system of the education system, I do believe that's why people don't put in time for their personal development, because they were never taught at school or by their parents. Not most people are taught by the school or parents to put in this very important time. I think it should be a priority for everyone.
Definitely.
And that's why I am a coach. I love to help people unlearn stuff that they want to unlearn. And then get them to learn the good stuff. Mm. So personal development, setting goals.
What kind of person do you think needs a coach?
I think every single person on the planet needs a coach. I have a coach, he's called Marcos. He works with a company called Wealth Dragons. So, you know, and he's a fantastic coach. Mm. And I can learn so much from him. But I think everybody needs a coach, because they take you to a next level, because the coach doesn't have to be like the best person. I've played a lot of sport in my time, and usually the coaches, these are blokes that have sometimes even stopped playing the sport. You know, I could, you know, outskill them in football, for example, but without them being the coach, I wouldn't improve. Mm. That's the power of that, really.
So I see two kinds of people really that use coaches quite a lot. So someone who has a big goal, but they're not sure how to get there, or someone that's maybe just not quite happy in their life right now. What advantages can you get from working with a coach?
Right, okay, so with a coach, coaches really help clarity. Mm. So having a very clear vision of what you want to achieve, when you want to achieve it by, but most importantly, why you want to achieve it. Mm. Like, why do you want to become better at this? Or why do you want to stop this? For example, it was an unofficial client. It was a really good friend of mine called Jamie, who I used to work with, and I used to work full time on a 9-to-5 in a 9-to-5 office job. And it was just coming up to Christmas, and he smoked. So he was 26, and he smoked from when he was 16. So 10 years of smoking, and he wanted himself to stop smoking. And that was 50% of the battle, because he already knew that he wanted to change it. So I was asking him a few questions. I said, "Oh, well, why do you want to stop smoking?" And he said a few reasons, but the one that stuck out to me the most is he told me that his little girl came up to him and said something along the lines of, "Daddy, when you don't have your cigarettes, you get really angry." And now this is a guy who, you know, he's in the building trade. He's a very hard guy, in terms of, you know, both physically and mentally tough. But this turned him into jelly. He was like, "Wow, okay, something big needs to change here." Mm. I also asked him why, and he got a bit stuck. So I started rattling off some other positives. I was like, "Well, how much do you spend a day on cigarettes?" And he went, "Oh, about 6-7 quid. And I said, "Why else would you want to stop smoking?" And he went, "Well, I've got another baby on the way." And he did. He had another baby on the way. Or at least, if the baby had already been born, it was very young, very still like months old. So I kept asking him questions to get him to think. And I was saying, "So instead of spending £7 a day on your cigarettes, what could that get you for your newborn baby?" He went, "Oh, well, diapers and like nappies and milk and stuff." I was like, and you could see that he was starting to go, "Oh, this is why I need to stop smoking."
Yeah, I think I see that a lot. As a coach, you have this third person perspective, right? Yeah, you can look at it from an outside view, whereas most people are so caught up in their own stuff all the time, they struggle to see the light.
Absolutely, I do that all the time. When it's your own situation, you don't know what to do. Mm. Emotions can be very powerful and they take over. And whenever I get stuck all the time. I get stuck all the time. I sometimes even get stuck with the coaching stuff, even though this is my specialist area. I have a coach that helps me coach my clients when I get stuck.
I think in any industry, you can always be better, right? All the top tennis pros, they have coaches.
You should always be wanting to improve. You should always be wanting to learn, definitely. Nice. You know, when I'm 30, 40, 50, I won't stop learning, never.
Yeah, excellent. I really agree. As soon as you think you know everything, that's when I find you headed for a big crash.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
I've certainly been there. Sure.
Same.
Sure, a lot of people watching can relate to that one too. Yeah. So you're a performance and confidence coach. So what does that mean?
So I've done quite a bit of research. I've joined a fair few groups on Facebook and talking to a lot of people that are already within this coaching industry. And the two biggest or the most common problems that people are facing is lack of confidence and constantly procrastinating. Mm. Now, confidence, that can be taught and it can be guided. Absolutely. 2 years ago, me being interviewed by you here, you know, cameras everywhere, coaching other people, talking on stage, I would have gone, "Oh no, I'll never do that. It was other people that taught me and coached me how to be more confident. Mm. And myself, I wanted to myself, but I feel if I didn't have those other people, I don't think I'd be as confident as I am today. I don't believe that there's such thing as a self-made person, self-made man or woman. We all rely on each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Things go so much faster when you work together, when you actually ask for help.
Definitely.
So if someone's watching right now and they may be not super confident, or maybe they've just got a lack of confidence, let's say, what kind of things can they be doing? What would you suggest for them to just start them on the right path?
It's the classic thing that everyone's aware of, is their own comfort zone. Mm. So some people have a big one, some people have a small one. But
if every day, just one thing a day, if you push yourself out of your comfort zone just a little bit every day, that compounds. If you did that every day for 365 days, so 1 year, in that year, as I said, it compounds. So your comfort zone would have expanded so big, and it generates more space for other people to come into your lives, more success to come into your life, whatever that means to you, whether it means more money, a better relationship with your partner, you know, better business relationships with your customers, anything.
It's really interesting you say that, because I had that exact same thing. I started doing one thing every day that scared me. And after 6 months, I ran out of things. I was really struggling to find things that stretched me.
Right.
Because, like you said, I'd done it for 180 days, and my tolerance for fear was just so much bigger. I guess you find that with the people you work with as well, right?
Yeah. The other week, I attended a course to improve my skills when negotiating with property. And the guy on stage said, if you are ever feeling shy of confidence before you go into like a high street or something, the high street estate agents, or you're going to meet somebody in the coffee shop, go to the busiest place in that town and lie down on the floor. Mm. I was like, what are you talking? I was thinking, what the hell is this guy on about? And he went, no, seriously. Lie on the floor, watch people step over you and stuff and laugh at you and take the mic. And when you stand up after 10 minutes, you will march into wherever you're going into. And you'll smash it. It's like Brian Tracy says, like, if you eat the frog first thing in the morning, it sucks, but then everything else throughout the day, you'll be bulletproof. If you eat a live frog in the morning.
I've heard that. Maybe you just want to explain that for the viewers, because, do you want to tell them about eating the frog?
Yeah, so Brian Tracy is like, you know, he's a really seasoned guy in the whole goal setting place. He's inspired so many people to start doing what he does as a coach. So the eat the frog analogy is, just imagine if you had like a really big, slimy, horrible frog, or something like, it could be anything that you just wouldn't do normally. You'd be like, or you're totally against it. You just eat the frog first thing in the morning, or you do that the first thing to start your day, because you get the most difficult, scary task out the way. Everything else that may or may not come your way that day, or the goals that you have written down after you've eaten the frog.
Okay, so
it just makes it.
So you're not recommending frog smoothies for breakfast?
No. Don't eat a frog, please. Don't eat a frog. I'll get the RSPCA on me. It's just an analogy. For example, if you were scared of heights, do something every day to get over the fear of heights until the fear is gone. Mm. Be creative with it. Get up at 5 a.m, right, when it's cold and dark, if you want, and I don't know, pitch a ladder, put it up against your roof and start climbing it. Mm. Why not?
I had a fear of heights when I was a kid, so I went to Paris when I was like 16.
Okay.
And you have the Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah.
And you can get a lift up there, or you can walk up the stairs.
Okay.
Because I was so scared of heights, I wanted to break through the fear, so I walked up. By the time I got to the top, it was gone.
It's gone. And that would be the same with just talking to people. If you have a fear of talking to people, and you're aware that you're shy, and you personally don't like that you're shy, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with someone being shy, because they have so many great strengths that people that aren't shy don't have. But if you yourself want to be more confident, and with speaking to other people, just speak to 5 people a day. It will be really difficult for them to start with, but again, compounding, 5 times 365, around about 1,500 people. If they spoke to 1,500 people intently, went up to them in a year, within a year's time, I highly doubt that they will have any fear of speaking to strangers.
I'd say within a week.
Yeah, even a week, 2 weeks. Yeah, they'd probably start enjoying it.
Okay, so you talked quite a bit about the confidence side. What about the performance side?
Right.
How does that work? I know for me, I always want to become more efficient. I want to improve things. You know, I'm always looking for the shortcut, the way to hack it, you know?
Yeah.
That's just my kind of mindset. So what kind of things do you talk about around performance? How do you help people with that?
So with performance, right, everybody's different. Everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses, passions and professions. So all I do with the clients, people that want me to coach them, is I focus on their strengths. Because if you excel in your strengths and you keep building them, the weaknesses just get left behind in the race.
Mm. Nice.
In the dirt. Nice. You look back and they're an absolute mile away. Yeah. So that's what it is in performance. So if you wanted to become better in your career, with the coach, you would highlight your strengths and why you're in that career and how your strengths match that career. Mm. Sometimes the clients even find, I'm in the wrong career, and it's a whole different ball game. You then go, right, we are aware of your strengths, we're aware of your passions. How can we make this better for you? What can we change in your life together to get you on your way? Mm. With performance as well, when you're doing something that you like doing, it's easier to perform. Because when you're not succeeding, you're not getting the results, the passion carries you through.
Mm. Yeah, totally. I totally get that, and I find exactly the same thing, so it's great that you brought it up. I find, you know, you talked about the school system.
Yes.
People are just conditioned when they're kids, and they end up as an adult doing something, and they don't even know why they're doing it. And they think that it's their passion, they think it's what they're here to do, but really it was given to them by someone.
Yeah.
You know, and then they become really unhappy and they don't know why. And a lot of the time it's because they've just been living someone else's life. They're following a dream that someone gave them instead of really thinking about what do they want. Do you get that with the people you work with as
well? I absolutely agree with that. Again, in coaching, I always say, it's never about me. It is all about the client. Mm. It is all about the person that wants help and coaching. Mm. So for example, if that person did work a 9-to-5 job and they absolutely loved it and it was literally their dream to do that, that's brilliant. Mm. Like, I'm happy for them. All I want them to be is the best that they can be and the best they version of themselves. Again, it's not about me.
Nice. So if someone wants to find out more about you, Alex, where do they go? How do we find you?
So I'm always on social media. I go to a lot of events, and I put it out there on social media. I'm not too hard to find.
Connect with you on Facebook, is that
right? Yeah, you can connect with me on Facebook.
How do people find you on Facebook?
If you just type in Alex Hobley on Facebook, there's not many of us in the world, so I'll definitely be there.
Okay, amazing. And if you were to, I like to ask this question at the end of the interviews. So if you were going to leave the audience with one thing that can really change their life if they implement it, what would your one thing be?
Wow, that's a good question. The one thing?
Yeah, something that they can just take away and it will have a big impact in their life right now.
Okay. Ask yourself this one question. Are you living a life that's true to you? If you're not, then I guess you need to get back to the drawing board and start making your own life. Stop living someone else's dream, make your own. Do it every day and seriously, you'll get where you want to be.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute
pleasure.
No, that's
no problem, thank you.
And I hope you tune in for another episode. Thank you.
I will do, thanks.